In Australia, there are businesses called social enterprises that employ tens of thousands of workers who often face some of the biggest barriers to employment. Now this sector is urging the federal government to make sure it's not left behind in the nation's economic recovery from COVID. But so far, that's a commitment Canberra won't make, as social affairs correspondent Norman Hermont reports.
With each weld, as his instructor looks on, Jared Rogers is closer to a job working on temporary construction fencing.
I like to try new things.
The 43-year-old is a long-time employee at Ability Works in Melbourne, a social enterprise that employs people with disability. He lives with an intellectual disability and autism and hopes to complete a certificate this year and switch his focus to construction full-time.
It's probably be a good idea down the path.
There are about 20,000 social enterprises in Australia, like the one that employs Jared Rogers. They're businesses whose priority is not profit, but rather to address social problems and give a helping hand to those who face the biggest barriers to finding a job. And as COVID recovery spending ramps up, they want to make sure they're not left behind. Mike McKinstry is the CEO of Social Traders, an organisation that connects social enterprises with businesses and governments.
We've got to make sure that what we don't do is leave that cohort of people behind, because they're the hardest to find a job for whatever reason.
Many in the sector, such as AbilityWorks CEO Sue Boyce, are advocating for a commitment from Canberra.
We would like to see the federal government implementing a social procurement policy.
There's been little success federally so far. The National COVID-19 Commission Advisory Board said in a statement it is not currently considering a social enterprise commitment. But some states are on board. New South Wales has linked up with Social Traders to promote social enterprise employment in government procurement. And Victoria has gone further with a social procurement framework which encourages businesses to adopt social enterprises into supply chains. Sue Boyce from AbilityWorks.
It's making a huge difference to behaviour change. This is groundbreaking in terms of providing jobs for disadvantaged people.
At a bakery in Sydney, Lina Almin Shadawi is happy to talk about the benefits of social enterprises. The 25-year-old refugee came to Australia from Iraq with her family in 2009. Until she started working at social enterprise Bread and Butter Project as a baker last year, she couldn't find full-time work.
It's like really hard, especially if you don't have that good English. It's really hard to find a job.
Both her father and sister lost their jobs due to the COVID economic slowdown. The family has been relying on her job with this social enterprise.
Bread and Butter Project, they have a lot of refugees that they can't really find work. So it's really good to help them.
Sydney baker Lina Almin Shadawi ending that report from Norman Hermont.